Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Reactions are strong after a UN court rules Israel must stop the Rafah offensive and open the border for aid. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
In Jerusalem, a group of Israeli protesters chained themselves to the gate of the U.S. Office of Palestinian Affairs. About a half dozen protesting were arrested. And in the West Bank, hundreds of Palestinians attended an Islamist march, urging every Arab nation to intervene to stop the bombing in Gaza. A senior Israeli cabinet member, Benny Gantz, says Israel's military campaign is just and necessary, and that the UN court's ruling won't stop a widening offensive in Rafah. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. has announced another military package for Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Two officials previewed the $275 million package yesterday, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken has now confirmed the aid, saying it's part of American efforts to help repel the assault near Ukraine's second biggest city. The package includes rocket systems, munitions, and artillery rounds. The State Department says Blinken will also travel to Eastern Europe next week, amid concerns about not just Russian advances in Ukraine, but its potential interference in neighboring Moldova and pro-Moscow legislation being pushed in Georgia. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Egypt says it has agreed to send UN humanitarian aid trucks through Israel's main crossing into Gaza, but it remains unclear if the aid will be able to enter the territory as fighting raged in the southern city of Rafah amid Israel's escalating offensive there. The CIA chief met in Paris with Israeli and Qatari officials trying to revive negotiations for